Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new here, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the truth that we should never stop growing. I recently heard of a family that brought a 12-year-old boy home whose parents had died from a drug overdose. There was no one left to care for this boy, so the family generously decided to raise him as if he were one of their own sons. At first, it was quite difficult for the boy to adjust to his new home, an environment free of heroin-addicted adults. Every day, several times a day, the parents would say to the young boy, "No, that's not how we behave in this family. No, you don't have to scream or fight or hurt other people to get what you want. No, son, we expect you to show respect in this family." And in time, the boy began to change. Now, did the boy have to make all of these changes in order to become part of the family? No, he didn't. He was made a son simply by the grace shown by the family. But did he have to do a lot of hard work because he was in the family? Yes, he did. It was hard for him to change, and he had to work at it. But he was motivated by gratitude for the incredible love he had received. You know, by placing our faith in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross for us, we have been adopted by the Holy Spirit into the family of God. It is a gift we received. We did not have to work to earn the right to become part of God's family. But now that we are sons and daughters, God asks us to live like children of God. The Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit informs our new behavior and our new lifestyle. Lately, I have been reading in the New Testament book of Philippians. It's the Apostle Paul's letter to the church he planted in the city of Philippi. In chapter 3, Paul reveals his desire to keep growing in his relationship with God. He said he wanted to become more like Christ. Listen to Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Paul wrote, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me." When I read this verse, I thought, wow, even the great Apostle Paul realized that he needed to keep growing in his faith and his relationship with God. It reminds us that there is no place to stop, to plateau, or to think that we have arrived in our spiritual lives. We are to never stop growing. There is always more we can learn, more we can experience, more steps of faith to take, and more character to be developed. So, after recognizing that he had not arrived at his goal of being like Christ, Paul made a decision. It's a decision that I want to make in my life too. Here's what Paul said in verses 13 and 14. "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Paul was singularly focused. He said, "One thing I do." His mind was made up. He had made a decision to let go of his past and to press forward to be who Christ had called him to be. There was no looking back. There was no hesitation. He was determined in his heart that he would follow Christ. He would pursue Christ-likeness. And through the power of the Holy Spirit that lived within him, he would continue to develop the character of Jesus in his life. He would pursue his calling and finish the work that God had for him. And here's today's challenge. Like an adopted child learns the behaviors and expectations of their new family, we are to learn the values, behavior, and lifestyle of the family of God. Let's commit, as did the Apostle Paul, to keep pressing forward in our goal of being like Jesus. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, you can help us find new listeners by leaving a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. This small step only takes a moment and really helps us grow the listening audience. So let me thank you in advance. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.